You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Don't you love the moniker that comes on the marquee and the guys talking and everything? It's so cool. It makes it all big. Hey, everybody. How is everyone out there? My beautiful kindreds all over the world tuning in from every location on the planet. So today we have a special guest. And before you guys out there that know me or don't know me at all, before you start chopping up at the gums and saying, oh yeah, she said she's a Buddhist and this, that, and the other, we have today a long, beautiful man with a beautiful spirit who happens to be a professional humanistic astrologer. So I would say before you talk about things or we talk about things we don't understand, please do some research. We're not talking about what you read in newspapers. We're not talking about what you read in magazines. We are talking about the professional field and science. I like to call it a science of studying the human personality. It got me out of black and white and culture and being different than other people, because it actually, from the perspective that my wonderful guest is going to give, tells you, you know, kind of how to interact. But it is not a way to eradicate karma. It's not your religion. Nothing to do with that. So shout out real quick to local Simply Foul Charity. Hey, girl, she's out there on the job on the weekends at Sepulveda Basin. Simply Foul, FOWL.com. Also, Sequoia Tangerine. Hey, a beautiful young woman I met from Santa Cruz. And I loved her name, so I told her I was going to shout her out because she said she watched the show today. And then, drum roll, our sponsor, Certified Senior Probate and Real Estate Specialist Kevin Pike of Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. Again, Kevin Pike of Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. He is a senior real estate and probate specialist. And now for our guest. You are in for a big surprise. We have today Robert Kimball. Robert has been in the astrology field and study of this, I like to call it a science of personality. I think everything else can be categorized. They can test tube things and put this in that category. I think that astrology may be in one of those categories. But again, he's going to explain to you what it is, what it's not. We are not talking about a religion, nothing to do with anything and what you believe in. When I need help in my life's problems, I use my faith, which is my Buddhist faith. When I just want to have fun and hang out because I don't like bars, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I am bored with most TV shows, I'm a film watcher, I do things like this because they are fun for me. So now we are going to bring on a humanistic astrologer, my friend Robert Kimball. Hey, Robert.
Hi, can you hear me, my dear?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
But you can't see me.
Can't see you. We can hear you.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. Okay. Gee, I combed my hair and shaved for everything. I didn't do a damn bit of good.
Oh, okay, man. And then you had your, I'm sure you had your nice colors on because he wears really nice colors. So Robert, let's set it off. So first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Why humanistic astrology and not any of the other kinds of astrology, and explain to the audience out there what humanistic astrology is?
Well, I thought your first question was going to be how I got into astrology.
Yeah, how did you get into astrology? Why'd you pick that?
Yeah. Okay. Let me just say that when I was 21 years old, I was introduced to an astrologer in California, and I sat down and he showed me his chart. And at that time, when I was 20, I was very introverted and private. And he started talking about my personality. And I thought, oh my God, this guy knows things about me that even my own sister doesn't know. I couldn't believe it. So it was a shock to me to realize that that astrology is meaningful in a very personal way. So for the next 3 or 4 years, I began to get astrology books. And I have to confess to you that a lot of astrology books are cookbook. That is, they say, if you have this in your chart, you will be such and such. I want to tell your audience that cookbook astrology, which is deterministic and that you are a certain way, and that's it, black and white, is very, very misleading. So if you give out my email address at the end of this program, I will share with people some of the best astrology books that I have found over the last 40 years.
Okay. So now that's how you got into astrology. So what made you choose? I don't think a lot of people don't understand. There are different.
Right. The word humanistic is what you want to know about.
Yes.
Okay. Humanistic means that astrology is designed to help you understand what are your issues and your homework assignments in this life so you can become more substantial. A good summary comes from Socrates, the ancient philosopher. He said, and I quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." The purpose of humanistic astrology is to deepen your understanding of your inner script. In other words, it's like not like a blueprint. I'll give you, I hate that analogy. Blueprint implies determinism. Instead, and you'll appreciate this, Osiris, the horoscope is like the musical score that you came in this life to sing and dance to. Now, some people don't express their music with bravado. They want to fit in. They want to get along with people. They want to keep a low profile. So the horoscope shows if you are compassionate and intense and forthright about who you are. In other words, if you really are authentic, that's the key word. If you become authentic to your true nature, then the horoscope shows what you need to sing and dance to. It shows what your direction in life should be. And along the way, it shows you obstacles and homework assignments, and it shows you your potential. Mm-hmm. The idea that the horoscope, and this is important, the idea that a horoscope is your blueprint, I have a problem with that because that sounds very, very deterministic and rigid. That's why I often tell my clients, your horoscope is kind of a reflection of the musical score that you need to sing and dance to. And some people express their horoscope with a great deal of courage and bravado. And some people mumble their music. They don't express it with intensity. Does that answer your question?
That's a good way to put it. Now, what is it? Everybody, Robert, you can appreciate what I'm about to say. A lot of people may not know this, but I am coming from a time, you guys, the sun is going in and out of a shadow or something where it's going behind a cloud. So it's casting some kind of a shadow on the screen, and then it'll lighten up again when it comes right in the cloud because it's an angle I'm sitting at of the location I'm at. So anyway, I don't know what that is. See how it's lightning again now? It's the sun.
No, what are you getting at? You've lost
so
me.
I'm telling my audience that the screen is going on. If they see it, get dark. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So back in the day, there was a guy named Sidney Omar. And he would, their astrology would be in these little tubes. And you would take it out. And then you'd read your horoscope. And then at the end, I believe it was turned upside down. And if you put it up to the mirror, you could read what it said. That was the big thing for whatever sun sign.
Okay, I don't want to comment.
Robert, I want to ask, when we do natal, what is the difference between the astrology that I just described and natal astrology? What is that difference between them?
Well, I'm not that familiar with the ins and outs of Sidney Omar. I don't want to judge him. Okay, he was around a long time ago.
Yeah.
So if you want a model, my dear, Carl Jung, the famous psychotherapist, is the best model. That he once said, and he, this is a quote from a letter that he wrote. He said, I often set up a horoscope because it elucidates, it shows details about the personality that I can get no other way.
Hmm.
Okay. So I'm not, Sidney Omar was a long time ago. And I have to be honest with you that the whole idea of predictive astrology doesn't turn me on. I know that astrology is more like poetry than a cookbook. In other words, some people think, oh, if I look at I have my sun in Aries and my moon is in Cancer and blah, blah, blah. And they think that they can read a particular description and it's supposed to fit them. No, it's more like poetry. It's like it's designed. When you read serious astrology books, they're designed to stimulate your thinking and your inspiration, not to be black and white about who you are. That's that's too simplistic. You know that. I've worked with you for over 2 years with astrology. You know that.
So in regards to what you just said, when we talk about the subject of astrology, based on what you just said, I was using bubblegum astrology or things that are out in the public, like people that just put out things for fun and entertainment. But what the point I was making is that Robert is actually a professional astrologer. So we're not talking about what we read in magazines or you find something fun. We're talking about someone that actually can sit down and erect a chart and really talk to and consult someone. So astrology does not, Robert, would you say that astrology dictates someone's fate or karma based on what
that's
you
a know? Very, that's a very good question. And I feel when you say fate, again, that is very deterministic. So I do feel, and I've seen this, that if you live long enough, that the horoscope shows the psychological and spiritual themes, and I emphasize the word themes, that you will have to pay attention to. Again, it's like it's your musical score, and how much you resonate to that music, to those themes, is up to you. Some people don't have a desire to make a difference in life. They want to sit. They want to conform. They want to fit in. Astrology is trying to kick you upstairs and say, "Come on, man, be authentic. Be who you really are." That is the essence of humanistic astrology, to encourage people to be honest and authentic about who they really are.
I love that description, Robert.
Well,
that's
you.
A great way to look at it.
Thank you.
Because it isn't deterministic. And whenever we bring up the subject of astrology, I mean, you know, there are people that are fighting, like, is it a science? What is it? I look at things like this, and which is leading me into my next question.
Good.
We have tried for thousands or hundreds of years to get rid of the gay community, get rid of Black people, get rid of people that practice this, get rid of Nikola Tesla. All of those people back in the day that we as a planet, as a society, tried to get rid of were people that didn't fit the norm. They didn't fit the norm. Nikola Tesla didn't fit the norm. And people like that are those people that saw into the future.
Okay.
Because how do we as a humanity accept astrology as perhaps there is something about it that can have a place?
Let me respond, okay? Okay, astrology is ruled by Aquarius.
Oh.
Aquarius is a sign that says we're all part of the human condition. Aquarius doesn't say there's no such thing as Catholic truth or Jewish truth or Donald Trump truth. That's nonsense. That we're all part of the human condition. So you're right. Astrology does not have these categories where one race or one religion is better than another. That's nonsense. Astrology is ruled by Aquarius, which is relating to humanity and the fact that if you're a human being and you know your birth time, I can tell you a lot about your homework assignments and your potentials in this life. You know that. Yes. I've talked to you about many celebrities, right?
Yes.
Over the last 3 years.
Yeah, but we were okay. I was listening. Okay. Is that what, that's all you have to say about that?
At this point, yes. You have some questions you want to ask me. What's your next question?
The next question was, I think it was a question you posed. With all of the things that are currently present on this planet, meaning the issues that humanity has to deal with as a whole, we all have taxes, we all have to eat, we all those things. Would the subject of astrology in a humanistic way be able to perhaps explain why some of these things might be happening, or how each of us as an individual can help to bring about world peace, you know, okay, in our own way? How do you respond?
I'm not sure I can respond to your question exactly the way you're wording it. Okay. I wish I could, but I have to revise it a little bit. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that is that we are all connected, and the events in our life are symbolic of something larger. And I'll give you a really, really good example. And I hope you're all the people listening will pay heed to this. Let's say you have a small town with two dentists and they're both very successful. And one dentist has a great practice and he's well-liked. And the other dentist is successful as well, but here's the dark side. He is in that profession because he was pressured by his father to follow in his father's footsteps, and he really doesn't like what he's doing. He would rather be an artist, and because he loves his father and he's a loyal to his father, he became a dentist, but it's not really his authentic nature. So the purpose of humanistic astrology is to get in touch with what you really want to do in life and what really fits you, to be more honest about your essential nature. So even though these two dentists on the outside look like they're happy and successful, one of them, who was pressured by his father to be in a dentistry, is actually living a lie, or he's not really happy. He's not really fulfilled because he's doing something that doesn't really fit him. So the purpose of astrology is get real, be authentic about who you really are. I hope that helps.
That helps a lot. So what if someone doesn't believe in astrology? Why would they want to get, you know, may consult somebody about it? And what would be, why would they want to?
They may not. I don't force people. If someone comes to me, it's because they have read something or heard something that makes them think, hey, maybe there's something to astrology. I'm going to call up this Robert Kimball guy and I'm going to find out if he can convince me that there's something about astrology that will help me understand what is the next phase of my life. For sure, this is important to point out to your listeners. Astrology can show you the midterms and final examinations that are coming up in your life in the next 6 to 12 months, the next 1 or 2 years. So the purpose of astrology is to get you to be more prepared for the psychological and spiritual weather patterns that are coming up in your life.
In what, I mean, how? Just say, I don't know anything. Let's just say I was talking to Osiris, and Osiris was saying, oh, yeah, you know, I'm a Cancer, whatever we're talking about.
Okay, let me stop you. Let me stop you. Okay, you're not a Cancer, okay? I know what you're trying to say.
This is an example.
So I know. I'm going to stop you. I want to stop you because what you're saying is important. Mm-hmm. You're not your sun sign. I want to make it very clear to your listeners that all 12 signs are in our psyche. Everybody has an Aries principle, which is the need to be spontaneous, to be a pioneer, to win, to be first. Everybody has a Taurus principle, which is the need to feel comfortable and safe and secure and sensually gratified. And then the next archetypal principle, again, the 12 signs, are all embedded in our psyche. We are not just our sun sign. That's stupid. There are thousands of variables in the whole thing. So I mentioned the Aries principle. I mentioned the Taurus principle. What's next? Gemini. Well, that's the urge to communicate and share ideas with others. And then the next principle is Cancer, which is the need to feel that I'm part of a family or that I'm loved or that somebody cares for me unconditionally. Now, if you're a child and you're in a family, there comes a time in your life when you get to a certain age where you want to break away from the family and see how creative you can be, how you can be exploratory and do something special. Now you're entering the Leo phase, which is, I want to show my uniqueness. I want to shine. I want to find a way to dance and be creative in my own way. And that's the Leo archetype. And then when you do something creative, whatever it is, a painting, you're a singer, you're an athlete, there comes a time when you have to get better. And the urge to improve is the next sign, Virgo. The urge to get your act together and to be a better performer, a better creative person. And you can go through, I can go through all 12 signs. So in each person, Osiris, all 12 signs exist. And this notion of sun sign is bunk.
That's what I wanted you to explain, to bring it up, because a lot of people do think this is what I use as an example, Sydney Omar, because a lot of people just look at a magazine or newspaper. It's fun. It's entertaining, but it's not really astrology.
It is astrology, but it's superficial. It's superficial. Yes, my dear. You know that. I've worked with you for 3 years. You know
they may not know that. I want you to explain it to the audience.
Right. I know that, but you know it. And so what I'm saying is that a horoscope has hundreds of variables. Let me give an example. Okay, let's say you have the sun in Libra. Okay. Yeah. But there's 12 houses. They're called their environmental influences. So the sun can be in a sign, and there's 12 signs, right? 12 sun signs, and there's 12 houses. So right away we have 144 combinations. But I'll tell you something that a lot of people don't know. Who you really are, I'll call it your inner child, is the moon. And a lot of people don't know anything about their lunar sign. If you feel neglected, if you feel lonely, if you feel cheated emotionally, that's a lunar issue, not a solar issue. The moon has a lot to do with your inner child. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why people get into psychotherapy is because of their lunar placement. The moon and the fourth house in a chart have to do with early childhood conditioning. And there may have been things that happened to you when you were young that have left a mark on you or have disturbed you or are haunting you. So when you get involved in psychotherapy, you're getting in touch with your lunar consciousness. And quite frankly, a lot of people have no clue as to where their moon is by sign and by house. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead.
No, I wanted to finish hearing what you had to say.
Well, I'm just pointing out that if you just consider the sun and the moon, you have 144 combinations. And then when you combine
how did you get 144? Let's
just say. Because I'll tell you how. I'll tell you how. There are 12 signs and there are 12 houses. The houses refer to different environmental influences in a chart. There are 12 houses. So 12 times 12 is 144. That's where it comes from. But keep in mind, my dear, it's not just 144. There's the sun, which has to do with who you are as a conscious adult. And there's the moon, which has to do with your inner child and who you are and your deeper feeling nature. And then there's Mercury, which is cognition and thinking. There's Mars, which is aggression and anger and so forth. And most importantly, there's Saturn, which is the serious parental teacher in you. By the way, I'll tell you something interesting. When people come, let me just say this, okay? When people come to me and they want to know why they're having a hard time and why life is somehow not that glamorous or why things are shitty, it usually shows up by looking at the transit of Saturn. Saturn is like, I gotta share this with you. Saturn is like an army drill sergeant. And it says to you, wherever it is in your chart, and there are 12 houses, Saturn says, you need to pay attention to this area of your life now. And Saturn stays in a house for 2 to 2.5 years. And that's the thing that I have found to be one of the most reliable things. If someone comes to me, the first thing I look at, if they have an accurate horoscope, which means they know their birth time, is where the hell is Saturn in their chart now?
And that's what, and you can tell them by knowing. Robert, if they don't have an accurate birth time, can they not get an accurate natal chart? How does that work?
How does... Well...
For my audience out there, the people that don't know, like, oh, wow, I don't know mine. What do I do?
If you're born after 1950, if you're born after and you're born in a hospital, there's probably a record. There's probably a record of your birth time. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't know your if you were born at home and you don't know your birth time, then there's something called rectification. So you look at significant turning points and events in your life. And sometimes you can, by backward engineering, you can approximate when the person's birth time was. But I have to be honest with you. I prefer to work with someone that has a reliable birth time. And if you're born after 1950 and you're born in a hospital, there's probably a record of your birth time.
Well, wonder if you were doing research or something, or someone had to do study and they wanted to use the person's birth information, perhaps to talk more about their personality, what they might be like. What would you suggest they do if they don't have the correct information? How would they still be able to get some information? Or
Yes. That's a good question. Now, I'm glad you brought that up. Some horoscopes have a lot of planets in a certain sign, okay? And I have a list of famous people that were born with 3 or 4 planets, including the sun, in one sign. So if people contact me by email, I can share with them that list of famous people. Like, for example, there are famous people that have 4 or 5 planets in Aries. And it's amazing how it's reflective of the Aries principle. So if you have a lot of planets in a certain sign, like let's say, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're born with the sun in Leo. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mick Jagger was loaded. Think about what he was like, what he's like. Mick Jagger has a boatload of placements in Leo.
And you can tell because he has a lot of energy. Still, he has energy.
That's right. Thank you. Yes, you're absolutely right. He comes across with that energy. So that's one. To answer your question, if you have a stellium, a lot of planets, including the sun, right? That's important. In a certain sign, it can be very revealing. Now, here's the thing I want to point out to you. It's very important. Some people don't know their birth time. You're right. But what I would do in a case like that is I'd use 12 noon, because that means that the placement of the moon will have an error of plus or minus 6 degrees. So if the moon is, and the moon spends about 2.5 days in one sign. So if you're born on a certain day, it's very possible that during that entire day, the moon will be in the same sign. If that's true, then it's very helpful. Now, let's say the moon changes signs in the afternoon. Well, then, my dear, I would want to focus on discussing with the person about their lunar nature. The moon has to do with how you nurture and how you want to be nurtured and cared for. So if the moon is in, let's say, Leo, or in the afternoon it goes into Virgo, I can discuss that and figure out which of those signs is more accurate, Leo or Virgo.
Do you think you can just, let's just say someone is knowledgeable enough to know they've got a really good idea of certain themes, as you would say, and I love that word, or expressions of how people present themselves in their particular internal nature. So someone is looking at a fashion show and they notice that one model is wearing something very chic and very, not simple, but very elegant and plain. And then there's this other model that has all these extreme colors on and the hair is pulled a certain way. You know, much like at the Met that they do every year, and it's a real big show out for costuming almost, where everybody kind of presents themselves in the way they want to be seen in the public. So what is that? What is that present?
Let me stop you. What you're referring to is the Eastern horizon is the first house. Now, this is very important. Some of the people listening don't know this. If you're going to learn about the basic principles of your horoscope, you want to know your sun sign, yes, but you want to know your moon sign. And here's the third thing. The sign on the eastern horizon of birth is called your ascendant or your rising sign. So the way you initially come across to other people is your rising sign. It's the sign on the eastern horizon at the moment of birth. It's the face. It's the face that you show to the world. It's like, okay, world, this is who I am. No, it's not. It's what you're initially advertising to the world. By the way, you should, Osiris, you know me well. You should be able to tell by the way I'm talking that I'm a Scorpio rising, because there's a great deal of intensity to the way I'm talking. Hello?
You're intense. But again, most people out there don't know anything. They just don't know. So one reason I wanted to be, again, before you came on, I was telling everybody out there, we all have a way of talking about things that we don't know. Like, I'm not going to put down somebody and what they're talking about if I don't know anything about it. It may not resonate with me and who I am or what my interests might be, but I can't, at the same time, I can't just put it down and say, you know, it doesn't exist if somebody think it does, unless it's something outside of psychological, somebody has some psychological issue and they're making things up. But in realistic terms, how would you say that astrology can be used to push someone forward? Let's just say they want a career. How could they find something like about, you know, their career?
Well, assuming that they have an accurate birth time, then I'll tell you this. I'll give you a real simple lesson. Okay, the 10th house in astrology, the 10th house, which is the top sector of the horoscope, the top of the chart, refers to your social or public reputation or your calling in life. So that would be one area I would look at. Also, this is important, the sign and the house of Saturn has a lot to do with discipline and responsibility. So Saturn tells me a lot about your attitude about discipline and higher standards and ambition. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there's other factors to look at as well. By the way, some people are not solar. They're not, there's, you know, this idea that sun sign is the most important thing is not true. Some right. people are very nurturing. They're an artist. They're very creative. They're very sensitive. Guess what? They may have primarily a lunar personality.
Well, Robert, how the you talked about the houses, you talked about the 12 signs. What about the earth, wind, fire, air, water? What about the cardinal, fixed, mutable? Can you touch on those things, or is that something that you have to?
Well, that's getting very technical. It's very. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you doing that. For the benefit of your listening audience, I will say that there are what are called elements: fire, earth, air, and water. That's what you're referring to, right?
Yes.
Not wind. Okay. So air. So fire is like Mick Jagger. If you come across with verve and enthusiasm and like you're in a movie and you're dynamic and you're outspoken and you're energetic and you're very much alive and enthusiastic, that's often associated with fire, mm-hmm. fire signs. And if you have a lot in water, I'm gonna switch channels now. And let's say you have a lot in water. What is water? A lot of plants in Cancer, right? A lot of plants
yes.
in Scorpio, and a lot of plants in Pisces. So that would imply a person who is focused, their priority is what they feel and how it affects them. So they may be compassionate, they may be caring and sensitive towards people and animals. Now, here's the dark side. Here's the dark what? Side. Just because you have a lot of plants in water doesn't mean you're concerned about other people. It may mean, like, especially if it's Cancer, you may be wrapped up in your own feeling nature. Remember, Cancer is a personal sign. So Cancer is, and I have my moon in Cancer, so believe me, I know what that's about. And if somebody rejects you or criticizes you, oh my God, Cancer is wrapped up in, oh my God, she said something bad about me 5 years ago, and I'll never forget that. And then, okay, oh. Next thing is Earth. Let me continue. Next thing is Earth. Earth, if you have a lot in Earth, and by the way, I'll tell you something interesting about Earth. This is like a way to prove astrology. If you want to prove astrology, I have found.
You tell.
Let me tell you. A lot of people have a lot in Earth that are scientists. The idea of parapsychology and near-death experience, it's total bunk. Earth people feel that if you can't touch it, measure it, or weigh it, it doesn't exist. Earth, I'm not kidding you. I have seen this. I've looked up the horoscopes of scientists who think that near-death experiences and parapsychology and mediumship, you know, contacting people on the other side, it's total bunk. Well, guess what? Look at their horoscopes. They have an emphasis on Earth because Earth has to do with practicality. If you can't measure it, touch it, kick it, fondle it, it doesn't exist. Well, that's an Earth problem.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting? I just found that out a few weeks ago, my dear.
That is interesting. So what about, go ahead, do the other two, just to do it quick, because I don't want you to go into your thing, you know.
I know that, my dear. We don't have much time left. Well, then
next is air.
Air is what? Air is the sign Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Those are the air signs. I have a lot in air. So what do air people do? They live in their head. They love symbols. They love to focus on concepts and statistics and philosophy. So the problem with air realm is that they like to think about things. That doesn't mean they're going to do anything.
That's funny. you said they like to think. It doesn't necessarily mean they're good. I'm going to tell you something. I cannot lie. You got there. I'm truthful. I cannot lie about things. If you know something a little bit about people's charts or whatever, and then you actually observe these things, as Robert is talking about, you can see it. You can see it visibly, feel it, right. Sense it.
Right. And you every know. Sign, Osiris, has its dark side. So if it's okay with you, we have enough time. I'm going to go through very quickly the Love shadow, it. Dark side of the signs. Okay, is that okay?
I love it, yes.
Okay, so the dark side of Aries is Libra. So Aries is me. I want what I want, and why haven't you given it to me already? So Aries, if it's overly excessive, it means you don't consider other people, which is Libra, relationships. Now, that's the dark side of Aries, that they're not considering the other person. Hopefully, mm-hmm. It's called being rude and being self-centered. Mm-hmm. And that's the dark side. I'm not saying if you have the sun in Aries that you're rude. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that every sign casts its unregenerate, unexamined, or uneducated dark side. Now, what about Taurus? What is the problem with Taurus? Well, gee, Taurus is a wonderful sign. It's focused on stability and safety and comfort. What could possibly be wrong with that? Well, I'll tell you what it is. Taurus, if they're too focused on comfort, it means they don't change.
So something
happens in their life that says you need to let go of that relationship, that you are living in a dead relationship. Oh, no, I can't divorce her. No, I got to stay here. No, Scorpio is the opposite of Taurus. So Scorpio, the opposite of Taurus, right, mm-hmm. has to do with transformation and letting go and letting something die and moving on. So the opposite of Taurus, which is, again, stability, if you're too focused on safety and stability, your shadow is Scorpio. Mm-hmm. Now we come to one of my favorites, which is Gemini. What's the problem with Gemini? Well, Gemini loves words. They love to talk and share. They're interested in like a child. What's this? What's that? What's this? So the problem with Gemini is they get caught up in chatter and words. And they need to see the big picture, which is Sagittarius, the opposite sign.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's enough for now. What I'm trying to point out is that all 12 signs have a dark side. And I've given you a few examples. I'll give you one more, okay?
Okay.
And one more would be Cancer. What's the dark side of Cancer? What is the side of Cancer that would encourage them to pay attention to the opposite? Well, Cancer is concerned with being nurtured and in emotional needs. And that's fine. But Cancer, the opposite of Cancer is Capricorn. So the dynamic, Osiris, between Cancer and Capricorn is child and parent.
Hmm.
So, right? So if you are willing to be responsible and care about other people, then that means that's being parental. That's a Capricorn principle. I'll give you one more, and that's Leo, because I know you have the moon in Leo.
I do.
Okay, so what's the opposite of Leo? If Leo could talk, what would it say? Oh, the greatest gift that I can give to you is me.
Oh.
Now, what's the opposite of Leo? Wait a minute. What's the opposite of Leo? Aquarius. If Aquarius could talk, what would it say? The greatest gift that I can give to you is you.
Wow.
You have a strong Aquarian theme in your chart. I know you do, because you have a strong 11th house.
I do.
Yes, you do, ma'am. Yes, you do. So in other words, even though you are your moon's in Leo and you're a performer, that's obvious from what you do in life, you are interested in getting other people to shine and be on the stage and encourage the creativity and potential of other people. That's a beautiful expression of Aquarius. And you are both.
Yeah, well, that's what this show's all about. I love to hear people's story. Everyone that knows anything about me know I love interesting things. I am a non-conventional person. Please don't project your individual thoughts, ideas, and stuff onto me. I live to my own drummer. I am very conventional in the sense that I have common sense. My parents did a very good job at teaching me right from wrong, and I'm not going to get up here and be a full-grown, mature adult and do things that are going to bring harm to somebody. Something's going to negative astrology. Robert has not said one thing about anything negative that if somebody likes astrology or chemistry or the football game or whatever else, people find pleasure in what they like and their desires. He didn't say one thing negative about something that it would do. So we are optimistic people here. Robert, before we go, I need to get my sponsor in one more time. Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, senior certified specialist, probate and real estate specialist at Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. Again, my man, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, senior certified real estate and probate specialist, 818-571-1508. Robert, where can we reach you for those out there that may be interested in this subject and want to know more about their personality, whatever?
Let me share that. Okay, for people that have a pen and paper handy, I'll give you
Robert, speak up, come up to your mic.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'll give you my email address and then people can contact me. I'm in Virginia, a beautiful town near Charlottesville, Virginia. My email address is Zorba. That's Z as in zipper or zebra. Again, Z-O-R-B-A and then 3-1. So it's Z-O-R-B-A 111 at embarkmail.com, which is spelled embarkmail.com. So again, my full email address is Zorba, Z-O-R-B-A 111 at embarkmail.com, which is spelled embarkmail.com. If you contact me, my email, I will share with you a list of some of the best astrology books that I have found over the last 45 years. There's about 10 or 15 books that are outstanding. And I'll also share with you, if you want, the different types of sessions that I offer. I offer three different types of sessions. Mm-hmm. By the way, my dear Osiris, how much time do we have left?
We don't have any time left. We've got to go. I've got to announce that you can reach me on Instagram. My IG is Osiris, O-S-I-R-I-S underscore Munir, M-U-N-I-R, which means in Arabic, radiant and shining, underscore the painter, P-A-I-N-T-E-R. My website, expressinabstract.net, and blog, Ankh Entertainment. Those are all the word Ankh, the word entertainment, the word one.net. And as always, don't forget to smile. It works wonders. It's been real as always. Don't forget, we love having interesting people on here. I like going outside of the box. I hate when people do the same thing over and over and over again. Everybody talks about sex and drugs, you know, all the problems of the world. I like to have a little bit of fun every once in a while, which is why I love to have people like Robert Kimball in my life.
Going outside the box fits you because in your chart, you have Uranus right on your midheaven.
Yeah.
Uranus is a very powerful position in your chart, which has to do with wanting to be exceptional and wanting to be different and wanting to be to break new ground and introduce the world to something refreshing and revolutionary or progressive.
Another perspective. And every time someone does that, they get beat up. It just breaks my heart when I think about people like Nikola Tesla, who was so beat up and they didn't understand. And it bothers me that humanity takes so long to catch up. Oh, you're crazy because you don't understand something doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Again, you know, life is based on the law of causality. So if you don't believe in gravity, it's no fun. You'll only experience gravity if you go up something that jump off of a building, and you'll find out that gravity really does exist. On that, goodbye. It's been fun and real. Talk to you later. Don't forget, Robert Kimball is a friend, humanistic astrologer. If you're interested in that kind of thing, come back next week on Thursday. And thanks to LA Talk Radio, my main man, Sam Hassan. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye. Don't forget to smile. Bye.
You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.